MTA employees are calling out sick at three times the normal rate. And the agency's 24-hour hotline for reporting coronavirus symptoms keeps on crashing. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has the update.
Some were waiting on hold for more than 10 hours.
That is definitely a big issue.
On the MTA's coronavirus hotline, says Transport Workers Union Local 100 President Tony Utano.
Now they hired another company, an outside company, to manage that. And reports that I'm getting back now are, I think it's working a little better.
It was yet another hurdle in what was a difficult week for transit workers.
It's just a sad time.
Two workers passed away due to coronavirus, while a suspected arson claimed the life of a third. Utano says 250 members showed up to help at that scene in Harlem.
And they told me to stay strong. We're in this together, and we're going to get through this together.
Overall service has been cut back as more workers call out sick. That's led to reports of crowded trains where social distancing is all but impossible. Both the MTA and NYPD say they're doing spot checks at stations. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.